Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We left the broadcast yesterday talking about apostles and why I think there is ample biblical evidence to support the position that once the apostles were gone, they were gone, no more apostles. And likewise, the signs that accompanied the ministry of the apostles, the miracles, the gifts of healing, the spectacular gifts of healing, as opposed to the kind of healing that God continues to do, now that the apostles are gone, the kind of healing that James talks about in James chapter 5, where the sick person calls for the elders of the church and they come to his bedside in a private setting and pray for him and anoint him with oil, which is entirely different from the kind of public kinds of healings that were designed to attract attention and to certify that the person who performed this healing was an authorized messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ, namely an apostle. But there was one more area that I want to cover before we leave the subject completely, and that is, it seems very apparent that the Apostle Paul did not confer his apostleship upon anybody else. If Paul were going to transfer his apostleship to a successor, who would that successor be? Well, barring any evidence in Scripture that he did this to anyone, and therefore there's no one in Scripture that is designated as the heir apparent to the Apostle Paul, we can only look at the evidence that is there and realize that Timothy fits that position more than anybody else. Paul had many colleagues in the ministry. Paul had many men that he mentored, but Timothy had a special relationship to Paul. He was his most faithful, his most trusted associate in the ministry, and it's apparent that when Paul departed, he more or less entrusted his ministry to Timothy. But note this, nowhere does Paul ever call Timothy an apostle. Nowhere does Paul ever call Timothy an apostle in waiting, an apostle in training, anything like that. Paul seems to indicate very clearly that apostleship was a privilege that could be bestowed only by Jesus Christ. And Paul explains how he became an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. But an apostleship was not anything that an apostle could bestow upon anybody else. It was not transferable. And there's no evidence that Christ called any more apostles after Paul. After all, Paul was the last of the apostles. Don't you remember when he said that? I'm looking for that text right now. And I don't know if I'm going to come up with it immediately or not, but I think I can. Well, I don't see it here in Galatians, which is where I thought it was. So let me point out the text in Colossians that I was going to look at originally. And this is a very familiar passage. You can find many like these in Paul's epistles. But here's how Paul opens the epistle to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. Timothy, who? Brother. Paul, who? Apostle. Timothy, brother. Timothy. This is getting down pretty close to the end of Paul's ministry. Colossians, as you know, is a prison epistle. Paul is in prison, first Roman imprisonment, but it's down toward the end of his life and ministry, and he's thinking about those who are going to carry on the work in his absence, but he does not say, Timothy, a fellow apostle, Timothy, an apostle in training, Timothy, the next apostle. It is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. You get the drift? You get the point of what I'm saying here? I think it's very apparent that Paul did not think there were going to be any more apostles. I'm thinking about the text in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul is listing the witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He says he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas. There's an apostle, Peter. One of the qualifications for an apostle is to have witnessed the resurrected Christ. So he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. The 12 apostles were witnesses to the resurrection of Christ. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain at present, but some have fallen asleep. And after that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then, notice this, last of all, he was seen by me also, as one born out of due time. Paul was an apostle, as he puts it here, born out of due time, or as the old King James says, born out of due season. What does that mean? Does that mean that Paul is younger than the other apostles, that he was born later than the rest? No, it's not talking about the time of his physical birth. He may or may not have been younger than the other apostles. He may have been younger than some of them, but not all of them. John was a pretty young apostle, and John lived a long time. He lived a long time. And Paul was probably older than John, but that's not the point. When it says an apostle born out of due season, he's talking about the time of his apostleship, the birth of his apostleship, if you want to put it that way. The original 12 apostles were born into their apostleship during the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. Paul was born into his apostleship on the Damascus Road by the resurrected Christ, who was then in heaven. But even more importantly, notice what he says about his witnessing the resurrected Christ. Again, verse 7, and after that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then, notice this wording carefully, verse 8, last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. Last of all. When you get to the last, how many more come after that? None. Paul was the last one to be a witness of the resurrected Christ. The last one. The last one. That means there aren't any more. The last one. Therefore, he's the last one who could qualify to be an apostle of Christ. An apostle had to be one who was a witness to the resurrection of Christ. You have the qualifications for an apostle spelled out in Acts chapter 1 as the disciples are considering replacing Judas. We read in verse 15, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether the number of names was about 120, and said, men and brethren, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. And this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst out open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out, and it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood, for it is written in the book of the Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. That's what Peter's driving at here. Let another take his office. He said all this was prophesied in the Psalms, that one of Christ's own disciples would betray him and would need to be replaced. Let another take his office. Therefore, and by the way, that prophecy is found in Psalm 69:25. Let another take his office. Therefore, verse 21, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. There's a qualification for an apostle. He must be a witness of the resurrection of Christ. He can testify that he saw Christ in the body after he was crucified and buried. An apostle has to be one who can testify, I know he rose from the dead because I saw him alive bodily after his death. Now, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, he was the last one to see the resurrected Christ. And after that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then, last of all, he was seen by me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am an apostle by the grace of God. And I'm the last, because I'm the last one who saw the resurrected Christ. You know what else that tells me? People who say they've seen Christ, people who say they've had visions of Christ, people who say that they have been caught up to heaven and have seen Christ are mistaken. I didn't say they're lying. In some cases they may be, only God knows. But I am saying, on the basis of Scripture, they are mistaken. That's not what happened. That's not who they saw. They are mistaken. The last one to see Christ was Paul. Well, the only people that are going to see Christ after Paul are those who die and go to heaven and remain dead and in heaven. Because Paul was the last one. If words mean anything, that's what he tells us. So, there are no more apostles after Paul. He was the last, and, as he tells us here, the least. And there are no more. And furthermore, he tells us that the miracles, called signs, were attached to the apostles. The signs of an apostle, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I don't have that text in front of me right now, but find it. It's there. And therefore, all of these things ended in the apostolic era. You have to put together the pieces to lay all this out, but once you do, it's very clear. No more apostles, no more apostolic signs and miracles. That was all in the foundation stage of the church, Ephesians 2:20. And now that that's over, that's over. There is no more. And therefore, we move on without those things because God designed them to become obsolete. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.